relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's not common.
It's very uncommon. This is in the first 3 weeks, and these are quite senior generals. The bottom line is that their command and control has broken down. Their communications have been jammed by the Ukrainians. Their secure comms didn't work. They had to go to single channel. That's jammable, and that's exactly what the Ukrainians have been doing to that. They use cell phones. The Ukrainians blocked the prefix for Russia, so that didn't work. Then they took down 3G. They're literally stealing cell phones from Ukrainian civilians to communicate among each other. So what happens? The column gets stopped. An impatient general is sitting back there in his armored or whatever vehicle. He goes forward to find out what's going on because there's no initiative. Again, there's no non-commissioned officer corps. There's no sense of initiative at junior levels. They wait to be told what to do. Gets up there, and the Ukrainians have very, very good snipers, and they've just been picking them off left and right.
This should have been a walk in the park for the fourth strongest military in the world, at least on paper, but not so fast. Dear friends, I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the latest developments in Ukraine. That was, of course, disgraced former General David Petraeus, who was CIA director for Obama, who... well, had an affair with a reporter who was writing a book about him, gave her classified intelligence so it would make him look better. And, of course, who's allowing him onto their programs right now? CNN. Enough said. Let's talk about the other aspects of this war. We're going to have Rob Spalding explain for us in the one-on-one in our third hour. Former U.S. defense attaché in Beijing, former senior director for strategy in the Trump White House, in the National Security Council, about the Chinese aspects of this war. Chinese weapons already flowing. Of course, they deny it. But how are they profiting beyond the actual military operations of Russia in Ukraine? We will find out that and so much more from former B-2 stealth bomber pilot General Rob Spalding here on America First One-on-One. Dan Hoffman, former CIA station chief in Moscow, will be with us in the second hour. Mark Morano and John Solomon later in the first hour. But first, let's talk about another aspect of Russia and the Ukraine. Remember that company, Burisma? Even Joe Rogan is in on the deal. This is Joe's final recognition that what we knew a year and a half ago, even the New York Times is confirming it.
I mean, the New York Times just now is admitting that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. And, remember from the debates with Trump bringing it up to Biden, and Biden saying it's And these it's a lie.
Yeah.
A flat out lie.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it was a lie. The New York Post had that story that was banned from Twitter, which was just outright crazy, that one of the oldest newspapers in the country.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody's going to go back and apologize to them.
No, no one's apologizing.
The oldest newspaper actually in the land, founded by Alexander Hamilton. Now the New York Times admits that that story is correct. What's the date today? Oh, it's March. It's the first day of spring. It's the 21st of March, 2022. Let's wind the time machine back. Let's go all H.G. Wells to October 19th, 2020. What happened on October 19th, 2020? Well, a group of 50 former intelligence professionals, some of them very senior, up to directors of intelligence agencies, wrote the following letter to the American people. We, they're so modest, we are all individuals who devoted significant portions of our lives to national security. Some of us have served in senior positions in policy departments and agencies, and some of us served in senior positions in the intelligence community. Don't you know how important we are? Some of us were political appointees, and some were career officials. Many of us worked for presidents of both parties. Congratulations. We are all also individuals who see Russia as one of our nation's primary adversaries. All of us have an understanding of the wide range of Russian overt and covert activities. Perhaps most important, each of us believes deeply that American citizens should determine the outcome of elections. Interesting. American citizens should determine the outcome of our elections. It is for all of these reasons that we write now to say that the arrival on the U.S. political scene of emails purportedly belonging to Vice President Biden's son Hunter, much of them related to his time serving on the board of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, has all the classic hallmarks of Russian information operations. If we are right, this is Russia trying to interfere in how Americans vote in this election. And we believe Americans need to be made aware of this. Who was the signator? Who were the people who signed that letter? 50 intelligence professionals, among them James Clapper, former director of national intelligence, the man who lied under oath in front of Congress saying, no, Americans aren't spied upon. They're not surveilled without cause. At least, not wittingly. Do you remember the phrase he used? So we might do it accidentally. We might collect huge amounts of metadata, all your outgoing calls, the numbers that you called. We may store them in a massive facility in Arizona, in massive data banks that we can dip into whenever we want. But, well, we don't mean to do it, so don't worry about it. Then Michael Hayden, the disgrace to the U.S. Air Force uniform, the general who served as director of the CIA, who is now on the board, fascinatingly, of one of the left-wing's fact-checking organizations because he's so unbiased. Beyond that, shockingly, a former colleague of mine, when I was at the RAND Corporation many moons ago in the 1990s, Greg Treverton, that ran all of the intelligence research programs for the RAND Corporation. Many, many more, including Mike Morrell. Do you remember Mike Morrell? Former deputy CIA director who, you know, liked to go to Capitol Hill to undermine President Trump. Did they know they were lying when they signed this letter? Or are they just stupid? Either way, it's a problem. I have evidence that one of them really is stupid. Jim Clapper, when he ran the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, wanted to give an all-access pink Pentagon pass to the resident, the head of the KGB station in the D.C. Yeah. So a KGB colonel could walk around unescorted inside the Pentagon because, hey, Cold War's over and we love each other now. So Clapper clearly is not the sharpest tool in the shed. But I've had run-ins with Mike Hayden. He's not stupid. He's a bad actor, but he's not stupid. Just like Morrell and the rest. They knew that it was real. They knew that nobody manufactured the laptops. They knew that they belonged to Hunter Biden. Those emails about 10% for the big guy, about me being quote-unquote in business with the effing chief spy of China that Hunter recorded, because he's no sharp tool either, on his laptop. Those weren't forgeries. Those were real. That is how deep the deep state is. And maybe that's part of what we're witnessing today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts, places like Spotify. Go there right now. Punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe, write a review, share the links, and you'll never miss an episode. This is the Salem Radio Network.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Are you coming? Are you joining us for an amazing trip later this year to the Holy Land? It's our Stand With Israel tour, 10 days, November 30th to December 9th, with me and Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife, Debbie. We're going to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth, go to all the key sites you've maybe only read about in the Bible. We're going to be there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. There, the Wailing Wall, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, at the Holy Church of the Sepulchre. Reserve your tickets today. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. You don't want to miss it. 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com, standwithisraeltour.com. We open by our discussion of the Hunter Biden laptop finally being recognized almost 2 years later by the New York Times as a real story, as verified. A man who knew it way back when, who was labeled a conspiracy theorist because he's a real journalist, is, of course, John Solomon, good friend of America First. He is the founder of justthenews.com. John, welcome back to America First.
Yeah, great to be with you, Seb.
So it's curious. I looked at the original story that the New York Times wrote last week about the story that you already reported over a year ago. And they say, we have verified. I wonder who they verified. Did they call you up? Because they don't mention who they verified it with.
Well, actually, I did get some overtures from the New York Times newsroom, but I didn't return their calls. So I'm sorry about that. But listen, it's not hard to verify, right? Look at the things I did before I started reporting on the laptop. I went to the FBI handwriting expert. He confirmed it was Hunter Biden's signature on a thing. I took some of the emails. I went to the people and said, are these legitimate emails? They said, yes. It's basic journalism. This was not an 18-month project to do verification. It could have taken in 18 hours, quite frankly.
Not only that, we know from the reporting that you have been doing that Hunter Biden's lawyers demanded the laptops back. So
they did.
If they're not his, then you can't demand them back. Can you, John?
No. I mean, listen, that was prima facie proof right there. And, you know, Hunter Biden did the rope-a-dope on television. Maybe it's mine. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's Russian disinformation. But his lawyers knew all along what this was. This was a legitimate laptop. It was in the possession of the FBI, lawfully obtained under a subpoena. And it contains all of his contemporaneous efforts to cash in on his father's job and all across this globe. And it's a travesty that the news media and the social media suffocated this story for 18 months. It really is.
And the fact that I opened the show reading out the letter from October of 2020 with 50 intelligence officials, including General Hayden, Clapper, and the like, who said, oh, no, this is a Russian information op. Have any of the people that you know of, because, you know, you're there, you're running a news agency, has any of them retracted that statement or apologized, John?
No. They won't even take your calls, and these are people that used to take my calls, right? So there's a level of embarrassment. Listen, here's what happened. We began to break a story, starting with Russia collusion all the way through the Ukraine impeachment, that the Democrats were cashing in on using Russia and Ukraine as a piggy bank, usually collecting their money from oligarchs. We mentioned some of them, Elena Baturina and Vinterpichuk and Zolchevsky, the owner of Burisma. They used these countries as piggy banks. They got money from oligarchs. And then when their scam was about to be exposed, they turned to the oligarchs of modern technology in America, and they suppressed the story. The Twitter, Facebook, the New York Times, all of these major news organizations. And what is something that a foreign oligarch does? They take propaganda from the government and they impose it on the people. That's exactly what that letter by those 50 national security experts did. It was a propaganda piece designed to mislead the Americans before the election, delivered by the oligarchs of modern-day media in America. And we know it was false. How do we know it's false? John Ratcliffe got up in early November 2020, and said, we have no evidence, the intelligence community, the entire intelligence, no evidence whatsoever that the laptop was a Russian disinformation campaign. And yet those guys signed the letter, and their oligarchs in the media distributed it and suppressed the story that could have very well changed the outcome of the election.
I like that. John is socializing the phrase oligarchs for use here in America when it comes to Silicon Valley, and I think he's right. He is a co-author of the book Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. Right now, just started, Ketanji Brown Jackson is reading her statement in front of the Senate for her hearing to become an associate justice on the Supreme Court. If there's anything breaking, we will keep you informed of that. Let's talk about stories that the mainstream media will not be breaking or talking about because they're important and they're embarrassing for the narrative of the last election. John, you sent us this piece, Georgia Ballot Harvesting Probe Advances as State Elections Board Approves Subpoena. Give us the details.
Listen, every time the January 6th Commission issues a subpoena, it's breaking news all across America, right? But right now, hardly anyone's covering this. The State Election Board has authorized the Secretary of State of Georgia to go subpoena materials to see if liberal activists in Georgia illegally gathered ballots across this country or across the state in the November 2020 election and the January 5th, 2021 Senate election that, by the way, settled the Democratic control of the U.S. Senate. This is a major escalation of the investigation. Brad Raffensperger has been on my TV show recently saying he expects prosecutions if this evidence checks out and that it was, would be a form of major cheating in the election proven in yet another state. We already have major proof in Wisconsin, Arizona. Now Georgia would be the third state.
Raffensperger has blown hot and cold in the last year. Do you think this new news is a sign of some change in Georgia? Is this a serious development, John?
Listen, I think he's always been serious about harvesting, which is the illegal act of collecting people's ballots by third parties. He actually passed the law in 2019, fearful that Democrats were going to try to use this in the 2020 election. He worked with the legislature to get this outlawed. So this is in his wheelhouse. Listen, there's two Brad Raffensperger's. There's the Brad Raffensperger that took a look at President Trump's complaint and said, I don't see any merit in it. And I think a lot of us who've gone through the Trump complaint have found a lot of factual things that just didn't turn out to be true. And then there's the Raffensperger that takes a look at this and says, you know what? This looks real. It's a respected group. They have very convincing data. Let's investigate and find out where it leads. People will judge him over in history what sort of Secretary of State he was. But this particular probe, much like Mike Gabelman's probe that found ballot harvesting in the nursing homes, is a major escalation of the election integrity story and could very well put Georgia's results into doubt if there was this form of cheating going on.
Bookmark it, justthenews.com. Follow him at Jay Solomon Reports. What are you doing on your show tonight, John?
We're going to be talking a little bit about those oligarchs and what underlies the story of Hunter Biden, a 10-year effort by Democrats to cash in on Ukraine and Russia, give the house away to Ukraine and Russia, and then they go and create this war, Russia invading Ukraine. Both In fact, they invaded Ukraine twice, both on Joe Biden's watch. So that's going to be our focus tonight.
What time? Where can they watch it?
6 p.m. Eastern time on Real America's Voice, anywhere on all the apps on Channel 219 and Dish. A lot of different places to watch it. Great show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you, John. Let's socialize that word. He's right. Oligarchs in America undermining our democracy, just like they're doing in Russia and elsewhere. JustTheNews.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Stay on this channel.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
Excellent choice of music there, John. A little Hill Street Blues for the individual that we rely upon for our legal analysis. So delighted to be joined momentarily by Greg Jarrett. But first things first, if you are following the fate of Mike Lindell, he is in the crosshairs of the left. They're trying to cancel him at the big box stores. Now his bank, Heartland Financial, has canceled 9 of his bank accounts, including his personal account and the one used for his foundation supporting former drug addicts. Let's help Mike out. This is a man who's being attacked because he's a conservative. Show him some love. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off his line of more than 150 amazing products. It's MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka, or just call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Welcome, Greg Jarrett. It's been far too long. He is the legal and political analyst for Fox News and also the author of The Russia Hoax and Witch Hunt.
Sebastian, good to talk to you. How are you?
Good, good, good. So much to discuss with you. We are witnessing, as you are on air, the continued testimony, the confirmation hearing of Judge Brown right now. It's Ben Sasse that is interrogating her. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, if I may, if you will indulge me, I want to share a short clip with you with the man who was the second highest ranked law enforcement officer in America after President Trump. This is Bill Barr surprising us with his take on the Hunter Biden story. Cut 6.
I was very disturbed during the debate when candidate Biden lied to the American people about the laptop. He's squarely confronted with the laptop, and he suggested that it was Russian disinformation and pointed to the letter written by some intelligence people that was baseless, which he knew was a lie. And I was shocked by that. And fortunately, the DNI came out and said, no, it's not disinformation. The FBI said the same thing. Media ignored it. So when you're talking about interference in an election, I can't think of anything more than that. No.
He was shocked. He was shocked. He was shook, which is strange because he's the attorney general and those laptops were sitting in the Delaware FBI office for over a year. So do you believe that he was shocked, Greg Jarrett?
If he's shocked, he's clueless. You know, Joe Biden has a long and distinguished record of lying to the American people. And he did it during the presidential debate when he didn't actually deny the authenticity of the laptop or the legitimacy of the incriminating information contained therein, but instead he deflected by relying on these former intelligence agency officials who said, oh, it's Russian disinformation. I mean, keep in mind who those guys are: James Clapper, John Brennan, Mike Morrell, Mike Hayden. I mean, those guys wouldn't know Russian disinformation if they tripped over it. Those guys single-handedly managed to turn the term intelligence community into an oxymoron because they're morons. But more than that, they're malevolent. They are such partisans that they have turned the intelligence community agencies into political arms of the Democratic Party in the deep state. And so, you know, I don't know why Bill Barr was surprised. I wasn't surprised that Joe Biden was lying about what his son did and the incriminating evidence that implicates himself, Joe Biden directly making millions from foreign governments and foreign sources by putting a for sale sign on his office door as vice president.
So we have that statement from a man who is a very rich man, was a very rich man before he became attorney general for a second time. Why is he doing it? It must be more than just selling books. Is this reputation management and damage control for Barr?
Yeah, I think some of it is certainly that. He felt the heat of having worked for President Trump. Not only the heat from Trump himself, but the heat from others. And I think this was his opportunity to try to resurrect his good name and reputation. And I frankly find that a bit shameful.
Yeah, we agree. Follow this man at Greg Jarrett, 2 G's, 2 R's, 2 T's. The website is The Greg Jarrett. Seminal works on all of this, The Witch Hunt and The Russia Hoax. We'll continue the discussion with Greg momentarily. Whilst the media and the political class is obsessed with supporting anything and everything that's outside of America, it's important that we focus on our country, our families, and the businesses that deserve your support. Businesses like Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America with broad nationwide coverage, in fact, using the same cell phone towers as the major carriers, but they're on your side. They have plans to fit any budget and a superlative US-based customer support team. You can keep your old phone number. You can switch today and actually be with a company that shares your values. They support the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, religious freedom, and the sanctity of life, and have made donations, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of donations. Switch today. Call 972-PATRIOT. Use offer code GORKA for free activation, or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Special additional discounts for veterans and first responders. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Don't fund those that hate the things you love. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA.
We have been in a basement for 11 days. We've been counting every one of them. We're cooking at a fire. For now, we have some food and some firewood. In a week, we will have nothing, no food at all. What should we do?
That's a mother in the Ukraine speaking through an interpreter to the BBC. Well, now we can help them. Thanks for Food for the Poor and their decision to partner with Feed My Starving Children, the organization that's been in Eastern Europe for 8 years helping the destitute. You can donate through our website to get food to those starving children and refugees. Save a life today. We can't do much else unless you volunteer to go and fight there. This is the easiest way to help those in trouble in that benighted country. Call Food for the Poor on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Make a donation in any amount. It will save lives. The other way is just to go to my website. At the very top, it is the Help Ukraine banner. The website is sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And the very top of the webpage, just click the Help Ukraine banner and donate any amount, as much as you can, and you will be saving lives in a country that is under attack. We are back with Greg Jarrett. He is the legal mind, political analyst for Fox News. Follow him at Greg Jarrett. Buy his book, The Witch Hunt and the Russia Hoax. Right now we are witnessing it is Dick Danang Blumenthal who is asking questions, puff piece questions from the judge that has been nominated to the Supreme Court by the Biden administration. Greg, just a couple of things about this individual, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. She helped bring a case against the Trump administration to reinstate 81 Planned Parenthood programs across America. She has refused to state whether or not she believes in a living constitution. And then the strangest thing of all, we played it in the break, Greg. She has this logic about why she gave the lowest sentences possible to a child pornographers. She said, well, because the law was written before the internet, the amount of porn that you can child porn that you can access is so much easier today. Therefore, they should be given a break. Is there some legal principle behind that?
No, there's none. And actually, one can make the opposite argument because of the ease of gaining child porn and people taking advantage of that ease. The penalty should be more stringent. So it's not an argument that I bought, but it's an argument that others will buy into. I think she's obviously incredibly smart, knows a great deal about the law and the Constitution, but she's been very clever in her responses. She will tell you how she'll go about deciding a particular case, but she won't tell you how she goes about interpreting the Constitution, which is principally what Supreme Court justices do. She has declined to say that there is any Supreme Court justice upon whom she relies or models her own decisions. And she has insisted that she approaches cases based on a methodology of independence, neutrality, examining carefully the law and the facts, and not exceeding her authority as a judge. Now, that all sounds very, very good, and it's certainly better than coming out and saying that I believe in an expansive interpretation of the Constitution, which, as a Supreme Court justice, I can decide rights that don't exist. One wonders whether that's her personal agenda. We just don't know.
Independence and neutrality, which, we have the First Amendment, of course, but this is a woman who volunteered for the Obama campaign.
Yeah, I'm not sure that is terribly unusual. Look at the Supreme Court justices in some way or another. They're all tied to either Republicans or Democrats. And, that's generally how they rise through the ranks.
But to volunteer, to actively be part of a political campaign, I knew if you were a federal judge, I don't think Greg Jarrett would do that.
No, I would not. And it was probably regrettable and unwise. But nevertheless, the fact of the matter is she will be confirmed. The votes are there. She's not going to change the composition of the court. And frankly, she is smart enough, based purely on credentials and merit, to be a Supreme Court justice. But if you use the Democrat standard of the last 35 years, that a nominee can be rejected based on their judicial philosophy.
Yeah.
Republicans on the Judiciary Committee and at large in the Senate are more than entitled to vote against her.
Are you surprised by how mealy-mouthed and how with kid gloves she's being handled by the Republican senators?
No, I think they're making a political decision. Democrats begged Republicans at the commencement of this hearing to be respectful and courteous and civil, exactly what they denied Donald Trump's nominees, particularly Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. And Republicans, I think, realizing, as I say, that she has the votes, she won't change the court, and realizing there's an important upcoming midterm election, have decided, this is a fait accompli, and we're not going to do anything to damage ourselves politically before November.
Playing it safe. I'm retweeting it right now. It is at the top of my Twitter feed as we speak from Greg's own account. The brief, the media's lies about Hunter's laptop helped elect Joe Biden. Follow him at thegregjarrett.com. Also, Greg Jarrett on Twitter, and the books are The Witch Hunt and also The Russia Hoax. Thank you, Greg. Let's make sure it's not so long until you're back on the show next time. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Have you tried to relieve yourself of the daily pain that you suffer from, only to fail to do so again and again and again? If that's the case, I implore you to try the product that has saved me from the daily pain I suffered for 9 years, almost a decade. 100% drug-free Relief Factor works for tens of thousands of Americans across the country. People like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be your story. That could be your story, but there's only one way to find out, but it's super simple. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. It will arrive at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. Do it today. $19.95 translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Nothing! Except potentially liberated from your pain. Call now, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. That number, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.